Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining us for today's meditation. My name is Anna, and I teach here at Castle Hill. I teach yoga 3 times a week, and I'm really excited to be leading a meditation and really excited that you chose to join us and set some time aside in your day to bring awareness, bring presence of mind into your life. So go ahead and find a place in your home or wherever you're at that is undisturbed and quiet, peaceful. Please turn off your cell phone or computer so that there's no distractions, so that you can literally sit alone quietly for the next 15 minutes undisturbed. And you can have a seat in a chair, although if you have several stacks of pillows or a yoga block and come seated onto the floor, onto those pillows or block, that would be preferable. However you're sitting, have your sit bones up higher than your knees so that it feels pretty easy to sit up tall. You don't want to feel like you're straining at all into your body in order to maintain a tall posture. If sitting is not working for you today, or you just really feel like you could use something more restorative, then go ahead and lay down. But your meditation definitely has to be personal to you. So find a space that works for you, a position that's comfortable. And then once you're there, rest your hands down onto your legs, close your eyes, and take a nice clearing breath in through your nose and a long, slow exhale out of your nose. So very simple, just focusing on the breath right away. And take a moment here to scan your body. Notice how things feel. How do your legs feel? How's your back, shoulders? Go ahead and relax your legs so there's no gripping in your groin or in your inner leg. Allow your belly to be soft. So try to relax through your abdominal muscles, not clenching through your gut. Stay relaxed there. And allow your spine to lift up nice and tall from your sacrum, through your middle low back, all the way up in between your shoulder blades, all the way up your neck, and lengthen the back of your skull up towards the ceiling even more. I like to imagine sometimes that there's a magnet on my head, on the back of my head, and the opposite magnet, the attraction magnet, is on the ceiling. So there's literally a lift up. I'll also imagine that I have an antenna on the back of my head, and I'm just extending it up energetically, visualizing that better reception that I'm going to be getting. And then from there, relax your face so your jaw is soft. In particular, relax your tongue. So oftentimes a busy tongue is the indicator of a busy mind. So even if you're not talking, if your tongue is pressing up against your teeth or fiddling around in your mouth, it might mean because your mind is fiddling around and active. So through relaxing the tongue, we can start to affect the mind. So relax your tongue, relax your jaw, all of the muscles of your cheeks, around your eyes. Even feel the skin of your face and your scalp move outward. So it's almost like your ears are getting broader apart. Your forehead skin is broadening. And staying soft through your throat. So throughout our meditation today, have a strong back and a soft front. So the spine is lifting up and you're staying actively upright, but the front of your body is relaxed. So don't clench through your face or your jaw. Don't clench through your stomach or your groin. And find that rhythm as you breathe up, sitting tall, and as you exhale, things in the front soften even deeper. You can also visualize a loop of energy. So with each inhale, the energy is rising up, lifting you up. And each exhale, it's smoothing down the front, nice and steady and relaxed. Continue to have this full open breath throughout our meditation today. And if you notice that your mind is wandering off, that's all you have to do is focus back in on your breath. How am I breathing and how is this experience here right now? So try not to get frustrated with yourself if your mind wanders off, because it's inevitable that will happen. Most of us are spending most of our day talking to ourselves in our mind, and that's a hard pattern to interrupt, to intervene. It really takes practice and tenacity. So just hear simply breathing and feeling your breath. And there's a reading from D.T. Suzuki, basically about understanding your mind and understanding Zen. Well, we have two eyes to see two sides of things, but there must be a third eye which will see everything at the same time and yet not see anything. That is to understand Zen. We have two eyes to see two sides of things, but there must be a third eye which sees everything at the same time and yet not see anything. That is to understand Zen. And I bring up this quote in this reading because it's very typical tendency of the mind and the ego in our mind to want to see one side or the other of all sorts of situations. All day long we're deciding if things are good or bad, right or wrong, I like it, I don't like it. And that's just the nature of mind. The nature of ego is to find division, to be divisive and make judgments and find a duality and really cling to that duality. I'm on one side or I'm on the other. And the goal of our yoga practice and the goal of Zen meditation is to release that duality, to step beyond it and really be able to sit with yourself and your life and your mind just as it is, without having to make any judgment calls, without having to think about anything one way or the other. And really just finding that middle where you're seeing everything and also seeing nothing at the same time. There's one other reading I'd like to share with you before we sit in silence. I'm probably going to say the name wrong of this person. It's Sri Nisargadatta. Sorry for my butchering of this name. And this is a reading that basically speaks to the same idea of duality of mind and transcending beyond that. The real world is beyond our thoughts and ideas. We see it through our net of our desires, divided into pleasure and pain, right and wrong, inner and outer. To see the universe as it is, you must step beyond the net. It's not hard to do, for the net is full of holes. The real world is beyond our thoughts and ideas. We see it through the net of our desires, divided into pleasure and pain, right and wrong, inner and outer. To see the universe as it is, you must step beyond the net. It's not hard to do, for the net is full of holes. So I'm going to leave you to that and let it just percolate. Let that thought sit as you sit here in quietness. And we'll be in our meditation for about another 5 minutes or so in total silence. And when we're done, I'm going to go ahead and ring a small bell, and that will be the indicator that our meditation has finished. So again, sitting up nice and tall, soft through the front of your body, and full and intentional with your breathing. So thank you so much for joining me for this meditation. And I hope that the message of being aware and present with yourself and noticing when you're really playing into the duality of mind and of ego, and that you can step back and just notice that there is a third option, and that is to see the bigger picture and to not need to necessarily affect or change anything, just being able to sit with things just as they are. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.